be a bit later on this morning. Martin Spettigue is here today for our Thought for the Day. He's a follower of Sri Chinmoy. I must just ask you, Martin, where are you from originally?
London.
London. So where's North start?
Well, traditionally, I guess it's Watford, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of debate and discussion about this. We've had a text in saying that very thing from Donna. In London, the road signs used to say to Watford Gap and the North. So I grew up thinking that that's where the North started, at Watford Gap. Fair enough, isn't it?
But Watford Gap's not Watford, I keep saying.
Is it not?
No.
Is it not?
No, Watford Gap's way up the M6, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
I'll bring you a map so you can see. Anyway, what does he know? He's a Londoner, and they're isolated completely, aren't they?
I feel out of place here.
Yes. Londoners are Londoners, and they think that's it.
Well, they're in the middle. Not the Midlands. London's the middle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not Birmingham. We could debate this, and we will, during the course of the morning. Right, it's not what you came in for, is it? It's Thought for the Daytime. Here we go.
Thank you. Hello. Well, good morning again, Mark. If you're near the town hall in Ipswich today and look up, you'll see the pale blue flag of the United Nations fluttering there, as it will be on many hundreds of similar buildings throughout the world. In the spring of 1945, some 50 nations got together in San Francisco to put the final touches to the United Nations Charter, which came into effect exactly 62 years ago on the 24th of October, 1945. And it was 2 years later that President Harry Truman asked his fellow Americans to observe a United Nations Day each year to reflect upon the importance of the UN both nationally and internationally. The UN flowered from the old League of Nations that was established after the First World War, and the message it puts out is one of peace. My own faith and those of others have tried to foster the desire and establishment of peace in the individual in various ways, including that of meditation. If peace can be established in each of us as individuals, then that's a step nearer global peace. But recently, the President of the UN General Assembly, in a tribute, echoed my own teacher Sri Chinmoy's words by saying that the outer message of the UN is peace, but the inner message of the UN is love, and the innermost message is oneness. My teacher has devoted much of his life in trying to foster and encourage this oneness on the basis that if I can appreciate your problems and difficulties and joys, and you can do the same to me, then how can we have conflict? Because he tried continuously to develop this inner message of the United Nations, the former UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar recently referred to him as the heart of the United Nations. Sri Chinmoy died just under 2 weeks ago. This is his last poem in the last poetry book he produced shortly before he died. My physical death is not the end of my life. I am an eternal journey. Goodbye.
Martin, thank you very much for coming in. Excuse me, Martin Spettigue with our Thought for the Day this morning. It's 7.